Now that school is back in full swing, the pressure is on. Not just academic pressure, but promposal pressure. Students, especially teenage boys, are looking to land a date for the year's first big dance, homecoming. And when it comes to the big ask, they're being pushed to stand out from the crowd. Near Birmingham, Alabama, one young suitor invited reporter Gigi Duban to be an eyewitness.
She doesn't know what's about to happen, but this is a moment Maddie Powell has been waiting for. She's in her AP biology class, and her boyfriend, Andrew Forsyth, is finally going to pop the question. He has the teacher play this funny video he made where he's asking different girls and one boy to the dance. And each time, he gets slapped and turned down.
No.
Andrew's teacher shows him a picture of Maddie, and he thinks, what a great idea. The video ends with this text scrolling across the bottom of the screen. It says, will you go to homecoming with me? And Maddie says,
yes. Oh my God. Thank you. That was so sweet. Oh my God.
Maddie and Andrew are high school juniors at Spain Park High School in Hoover, a suburb near Birmingham. Maddie had seen similar romantic scenes play out with other girls at school. And she wanted it.
Yes, every time I see somebody else get asked a creative way, I wish that Andrew would do something like that, and he did.
In an age when men are proposing marriage in stadiums, on YouTube, even spending thousands of dollars to hire flash mobs, teens like Andrew are saying, oh yeah, we can do that too.
So this is just kind of a way of trying to show our independence, I guess, and do things that are bigger and better to show, hey, we're not little.
For boys, this is the modern-day machismo.
Vanessa Van Patten writes books about teens.
This is their way of sort of strutting their stuff, you know, showing how much money can they spend on a promposal, how much energy can they put into it, who's the bigger man, showing off to their ladies and their guy friends.
Of course, there are girls who publicly ask guys to the dance or announce secret crushes through videos. But this is mostly a guy thing. And now, promposals could precede any school dance. Casey Middlebrooks, a librarian at Spain Park High School, is amazed.
Oh man, I don't know how the kids do it these days. I guess I would have to be for sure that she would say yes before I went to those extremes.
Back when he asked a girl to prom, the last thing he wanted was a big show of it. Instead, he waited till she was all alone in class.
Actually, she did say no. So I ended up, me and my best friend went together, stag.
Van Patten says even though a promposal may seem incredibly audacious, that's not always the case. Look at Andrew and Maddie. They've been together 8 months, an eternity by high school standards.
There's very little risk involved in that because usually the boy knows the girl will say yes.
A lot of these promposals are posted on social media sites. Getting thousands of views on YouTube or dozens of likes on Facebook is a huge motivator for teens. But there is risk here.
All of a sudden you see in the comments, oh, this guy is such a loser, or, you know, he's so ugly. So even if they succeed, if they get the girl, they get rejected.
Some schools are getting fed up with the disruptiveness of it all. Recently, a Virginia teen had a U.S. Customs pilot fly over his school and drop a plush bulldog onto the football field to ask one girl to the dance. Andrew had his teacher in on his promposal. Sometimes kids enlist the entire school band or the cheerleading team. And just as quickly as promposals have become popular, some schools are already banning them. For NPR News in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Brendan Banizak. Our audio engineers are Peter Alina and Daniel Shukin. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Greg Dixon, Jessica Deal, Jennifer Longmire Wright, and Theo Balcom. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.